Abbott. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickison, your host, your personal financial advisor, with 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning. It is a snowy Saturday morning. It is winter without a doubt. And if you thought that crossing over into March was going to automatically turn it to spring, the answer was no, that is not how that worked. Not only did we get snow two nights ago, we got snow last night. We're expecting snow tomorrow night. So over the course of 4 days, we'll probably get a total of something into double digits, 10 inches of snow or so. Please be safe as you travel. About we love each and every one of our audience members. We can't afford to lose any of you, so stay very, very safe. Safest place to be this morning is for you to be right where you are. We are absolutely thrilled to be sharing with our entire More Than Money audience a guest that most typically we would have had a live event. We might have had the opportunity for 50, 75, 100 of you to meet Tom, but in this case, we think his message is so important. We wanted our entire audience, all 30,000 or more of you who are listening this morning to hear. So let me welcome to More Than Money, Mr. Tom Hegna. Tom, good morning.
Hey, Gene, thank you for having me. It's a beautiful 80 degrees down here in Phoenix, Arizona.
As I was giving the weather, I thought I might have been setting you up for that a little bit. We appreciate not only that it's 80 degrees, we appreciate that you've gotten up early this morning to be with us, and that's a bit of a sacrifice. We understand, and we appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Gene. Great to be with you.
Tom, we've been sharing with our audience the first hour of our show that you've written a really, really fantastic book, Don't Worry, Retire Happy. This isn't your first book.
No, I've written five books. I've written three in the United States and two in Canada. And so Don't Worry, Retire Happy it's my most recent book. It was tied into the public television special on PBS, Don't Worry, Retire Happy. So some of your listeners might have seen that as well.
So you've had quite a fascinating career, and I will tell you that in noting your service in the armed forces, our audience appreciates that very much. Tell us, just give us the 30-second summary of what Tom Hegna's background looks like.
Yeah, so I mean, I was born and raised in a small town in Minnesota. I went to college at North Dakota State University on an Army ROTC scholarship. I was commissioned in the military, spent 6 years active duty, 16 and a half reserve, retired as a lieutenant colonel in 2006, went into the insurance industry. I spent 8 years with MetLife, 15 years with New York Life, and I've been out on my own since 2011, and that's when I wrote the books. And I sell no financial products. I work for no companies anymore, no single companies. I get hired by most of them to train advisors and to do public seminars. That's what I do.
And so in the time now that you've been on your own, how would you describe your mission? What is the underlying mission that drives you when you get up every morning?
Well, it's that there's 78 million baby boomers, and they're all running into retirement, heading into retirement, and many of them are going to run out of money, and I'm trying to save them. I'm trying to save as many of them as I can. And that's why I've written these books, because there is a specific formula that if you follow this formula, you're likely to be more successful at retirement. You're going to be happier in retirement. And now the research shows you're likely to live longer as well. So if I can get somebody who's more successful, happier, and live longer, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. And again, I sell no financial products. I talk about them. I show people why they need to use them, but I don't sell any of them.
So more successful, happier, and live longer in retirement. There's no one listening this morning that didn't hear those three things and say, I want all of those things. So let's start with, it's in the title, Retire Happy. You are very clear in your book about how happiness in retirement is defined. Would you share that with our listeners?
Yeah, so all the research shows that happiness in retirement is tied almost 100% to guaranteed lifetime income, not assets. And so these people who are, you know, they could be multimillionaires, they got money in stocks and Bitcoin or whatever else, but these people are miserable because they're losing money in Apple, they're losing money in Facebook, they're losing money in Amazon, they're losing money in Bitcoin, and they're miserable in retirement, and they don't know why. And yet the happiest people are the people who have guaranteed paychecks and playchecks coming in. So people who are retired on, you know, retired teachers, retired military, retired government. People with pensions are happier than people who don't have pensions. And if you don't have a pension, you can buy yourself basically a personal pension by getting one of these guaranteed lifetime income products that insurance companies sell. And you'll be happier if you do it. And you're going to be more successful in retirement if you do it. And you're likely to live longer if you do it.
The comments that you're making about happier and living longer, one of the fascinating parts of the book is that I think everyone intuitively might understand that having those assurances would produce those two results. But you cite some pretty rigorous academic studies to support your hypothesis.
Absolutely. Like everything I talk about, everything I write about, these are not my opinions. These are mathematical, scientific, and economic facts. And so I've read the research of the white papers of the PhDs who study retirement, people like Dr. David Babel of Wharton, Dr. Moshe Malevsky of Toronto, Dr. Menachem Yari of Israel, most recently Dr. Robert C. Merton, a Nobel Prize winner. I read their research, and then I put it into English so other people can understand it. But I don't give my opinions. Everything I do, I can back it with math and science.
And as a result, and God bless you, the gentleman that you cited, I've read some of them. They can be, their information can be very challenging at first read. It's not a light Sunday morning kind of a browse. It's very intense. So clearly what you're doing is using that foundation to produce the end result of successful, happier, healthier retirements for the folks that you're talking to.
Yeah, and you know, those white papers are full of formulas and all kinds of crazy stuff, but the conclusions are very simple, and I just have taken the conclusions, and they're all backed, again, it's all backed in math and science, and I just put it in English so people can understand it.
Fantastic. Well, you're from Minnesota. You're a practical kind of guy.
That's true.
And you were practical enough to leave Minnesota where what, the average temperature this winter was minus 30 and you're in Arizona.
Yeah, but you know, we've had a really cold winter in Arizona too. Yesterday, when it hit 80, that was the first really warm day we've had in quite a while. So we've been struggling with some cold weather down here too.
Yeah, we and everyone up here listening is feeling really, really sorry for you this morning. So you have our
30s a couple times.
God bless you, Tom. One of the chapters in your book that really kind of sets the stage is about Social Security. Lots of our clients have opinions about Social Security. Will it be here? Won't it be here? A lot of our clients have already started accepting their Social Security benefits, and others have kind of heard that there are some things that you've got to think about before you make your ultimate decisions. Can you give us just kind of a flavor of what you've learned about using Social Security in the best possible way?
So, first of all, Social Security will be there. They're not going to stop paying Social Security to all these baby boomers. I can promise you that. I could literally fix Social Security in less than 15 minutes for the next 100 years. So, Social Security is not the problem. Medicare and Medicaid, that's the problem. That's not going to be easy to fix, but Social Security will be there. But the key thing about Social Security is it is the number one retirement asset most people have, and yet most people spend more time planning their summer vacation than learning how to maximize those valuable benefits. Now, I'll just kind of cut to the chase because we're in a short radio interview, but the way that you can normally optimize the Social Security if you're a married couple is the breadwinner should delay. So if you have a husband and wife and the husband made more money in his career than the wife can take her benefit early at 62. I got no problem with that. But the higher earning spouse, in this case, the husband, should wait till 66 or 70 if they can. Why? Because that check covers both lives. Because when he dies, she's going to get his check. And if he took his early, she's going to get a reduced survivor benefit. So because the breadwinner's check covers both lives, you know, in general, the breadwinner should delay. Now, there's some exceptions if both the husband and wife are in terrible health or if there's minor children in the home. I mean, there's some exceptions to that. But in general, the breadwinner should delay.
Outstanding. And as most of our listeners are aware, In our More Than Money World headquarters, we have one of our most valued partners in Mark Basak. He is a Social Security expert of the first order, 39 years with Social Security. He's now part of our More Than Money team. He meets with our clients and our More Than Money audience members at absolutely no charge in our office. And gives them specific answers. Tom's giving you a very good structure to build on. In general, here's some good guidelines to use. If you want to know exactly what's the best approach for you, then meeting with Mark makes a great deal of sense. And again, absolutely no charge, no obligation whatsoever, just a chance to look at this Social Security system and get the maximum benefit. Because, Tom, this goes right back to your fundamental formula for happiness, which is generating as much guaranteed income as we can.
That's correct. And I can't stress enough that your listeners should come in and meet with you and Mark and do that Social Security calculator, because the calculators now are so efficient that you just plug in your information and you push a button and it will say the husband should draw at this age, wife should draw at this age, and then you can play with how long you think you're going to live, if you're going to live to be 70 or 80 or 90 or 100, 110, and it will show you at every life expectancy which option would provide the most income. So the fact that you're providing that free of charge is awesome. People should take advantage of that. And then I would just say this: there are three sources of guaranteed lifetime income. Mm-hmm. The first source is Social Security, so you want to maximize that. The second source is a pension, and if you have a pension, you want to take advantage of that. But then the third source is guaranteed lifetime income from an insurance company in the form of an income annuity. And those are the three sources of guaranteed income, and you should have at least enough guaranteed income to cover your basic living expenses. That's the paycheck. And then I have some extra because I want to have guaranteed paychecks too, because I love to golf, I love to play tennis, we love to travel, and I want to have both guaranteed paychecks and paychecks. But the paycheck part is optional. People like stocks or real estate or whatever, that can be their paycheck. But I'm very firm that they have to have a paycheck that's covered with guaranteed income.
Tom, you may... In that 45 seconds, you said three or four things that are incredibly important for our audience to latch on to. A lot of folks who have pensions will need to do the same analysis on their pension options as we're recommending that they do on their Social Security options.
That's correct, because the longer you defer taking your pension, the higher that is as well.
And, of course, then you have, in almost every case, the opportunity to cover your spouse as well, maybe at 50% of the level, 75, 100. There are a lot of options. So if you have option, if you are covered by a private pension and you have Social Security, now you've got to measure those guaranteed income streams against, as Tom said, what you need to have, that paycheck that you need to have coming deposit, direct deposit to your bank account on either a monthly basis or an every 2 week basis, so that your bills are paid, you're happy, you're healthy, you're in good shape, so that if your pension and Social Security is not enough to cover what you absolutely have to have in your paycheck, this is where the annuity process steps in. Do I have that right?
That is correct. And, you know, I normally recommend that people take their pension benefit, but I know out east there are some pensions that are in really bad shape. It's not just out east, it's all over the country that there are some pensions that are really bad shape. And if they're in really bad shape and you're offered a lump sum, in those cases, you may want to consider that. But normally, you want to take your pension payout because it's a subsidized payout. It's higher than what it would be if you just took the lump sum and bought a private annuity, because they overpromise basically in all these pensions.
Indeed.
But if you can find one that's funded well, and then I would take the pension payout. But if it's really, really, really shaky, then you got a big decision that you got to make. And I don't push people one way or another, but I think it's good if you have that discussion.
Very good. Pensions for a lot of folks are simply not available. They simply don't have them. They were not in a career that offered a pension. So when they're looking at their calculation, and let me just use simple numbers, we have to have $5,000 a month to pay our bills. When we add up our Social Security, collectively, it adds up to $3,800 a month. We're $1,200 a month short. you're recommending that in the absence of a pension, that we, in essence, create our own pension by acquiring an annuity that will guarantee that additional $1,200 a month. Is that roughly correct?
Yes, that is what all the research by the PhDs who study retirement, and anybody who tells you not to get an annuity, you ought to run away from that person, because you need to have guaranteed income to cover your basic living expenses. And I can prove it to people. If there's any doubters, here's a very simple way to prove me wrong. You just build a portfolio that you think I cannot beat. Yeah, you put all the good stocks in there. Yeah, you build that portfolio. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to reach into that portfolio. I'm going to remove some of the bonds. I'm going to replace those bonds with some lifetime income annuities. You know what that'll do to every single one of your portfolios? It'll lower the risk and increase the returns. And here's why. Because inside of a portfolio, the way that an income annuity functions, it functions like a triple A rated bond with a triple C rated yield with zero standard deviation. So if you go back to the challenge, what if you could build a portfolio that had stocks and a triple A rated bond with a triple C rated yield with zero standard deviation? That is going to lower the risk and increase the returns of every person's portfolio. So the simplest way that most people can make just a small shift to retire much more successfully is if they move some or all of their bond funds into some sort of an annuity. They will have better, and you don't have to take my word for it. There's a Shiller report. You can Google Shiller. He's the guy on Case Shiller, and you see him all the time on CNBC. And he did a whole study that indexed annuities have outperformed bonds over the past 40 or 50 years. So, like, again, I'm not. These are not my opinions. These are mathematical, scientific, and economic facts.
Tom, background context for all of our listeners, triple A rated bonds, that's as secure as you can possibly get. Triple C rated returns are as high as you can possibly get. In the world of bonds, those two things never are uttered in the same sentence. It's shifting to the world of annuities, where you can get the highest quality assurance, the highest quality safety, and the highest income stream put together in one product.
Yeah, there's no other product in the world that will guarantee you'll never run out of money and guarantee you a higher paycheck for the rest of your life or for the rest of both your lives. There's no other product in the world that will do that. And when you're retired, that's important. You don't want to run out of money. And look, I got a little story that I tell people. I don't know if we have enough time, but
sure, go ahead.
I was in the Army, and in the Army you could buy savings bonds out of your paycheck. And so for many years I bought savings bonds. I had a stack of savings bonds about 4 inches high. Well, then I got in the financial services industry, and I learned that savings bonds were boring and stupid and that mutual funds were much better. So I started investing my kids' college fund into mutual funds. Well, my two oldest boys went to college right in 2000 and 2001 or 2001, right when the market crashed, the tech wreck. My mutual funds were down in the toilet. And you know what put my first two boys through college? That 4 inches of boring, stupid savings bonds. Because, and you know what? The same thing's going to happen to a lot of baby boomers. They're saving money in their 401k and their stocks, and they think they're all going to be great. And then all of a sudden, right before they retire or right after they retire, the market will go down 30 or 40% and stay down for 15 years. And their retirement's going to be totally screwed, you know? And if they would have just taken some of that money and put that into guaranteed lifetime income, that boring savings bond that put my kids through college, just put something into that guaranteed lifetime income annuity, you will be so much happier. And because you're happier, you're going to have less stress, you're going to worry less. Because you're getting paid to live, if you have a pain, you're going to go see the doctor, you're going to get it fixed, you're going to watch what you eat, you're going to exercise a little more, and all those things cause people to live longer. I mean, this is not rocket science. When I get done going through my whole presentation, people come up to me all the time and say, Tom, this makes so much sense. Why doesn't everybody talk like this?
And Tom, that's exactly why we wanted you on our show, because so many of our listeners, number one, so many of them are already clients of More Than Money. So we know them very, very well, very personally. So many of them are not. And in a lot of cases, they're using other advisors that have very different opinions. You've heard the same ads I have from Ken Fisher. I will never sell annuities over my dead body. That's a shame. And folks have said to me, how can he say that? How can he, with a straight face, say that? What do you say to folks who bring up Ken Fisher to Tom Hegna?
First, first of all, you can Google why Ken Fisher really loves annuities, because I wrote that article, why Ken Fisher really loves annuities, and you should too. He's getting rich off of them. Number two, I really want to write an open letter to the SEC, because I believe he is literally the Bernie Madoff of our time. He is leading people down the wrong path. When he says anything you can do that you want to do with an annuity, there's a better way to do with it, that's a lie. And then he stands up and says he's a fiduciary. Are you kidding me? He's not taking longevity risk off the table. He's not guaranteeing income for his clients. He cannot be a fiduciary and say what he's saying. But, you know, he's a billionaire, so I don't want to get in a fight with a billionaire. So I've kind of just bit my lip, and I wrote the article, Why Ken Fisher Really Loves Annuities, and You Should Too. But he is leading people down the path, and he will have his comeuppance, I promise you. There will be an investigation on Ken Fisher at some point. It's hard to do anything when we're in an eight-year bull market. But when that market goes down and stays down, and he took people out of guaranteed products, he will be paying a huge price for that at some point.
Tom, I could not agree with you more. I've used the term fiduciary many times when describing that issue to both our audience and to our clients one-on-one. You can't be a fiduciary when you announce to the world, I am refusing to use a financial tool that might very well be in the best interest of my clients. I will not act in the best interest of my clients, in essence, is what Ken Fisher has said.
Yeah. Tom, I would say run away from Ken Fisher. Don't walk, run away from Ken Fisher.
God bless. He will lead
you down the wrong path. I can promise you that. He does not base his stuff off of math and science.
Very good. Tom, we're coming to the conclusion of our interview this morning. I want to say two things to the folks who are listening out there, many of which I know personally. Tom's made two observations that I think are incredibly important for you to hear, both from him and from Gene. If you have a gap between what you must have coming through your paycheck, through your checkbook every month, and what you're getting, please make sure you talk to us about there's a menu of options in terms of the annuities that you can select from to bridge that gap and create your own private pension. And if you're saying, I really don't have a gap, but I have a fair amount of money in bonds, as most portfolios do, and I've got concerns about bonds, and I would love to get the equivalent of a AAA rated bond and yet get junk bond rated yields, that's the equivalent of an annuity as well. I think those are two great reasons for folks that are listening to sit both with Tom. We're giving away a whole bunch of your books, Tom. I hope that's okay.
That's fine. Thank you.
And we're also inviting folks to come in and having that view of their portfolio taken a look at, and whether it's fixed indexed annuities, variable annuities with lifetime benefits, there's lots of ways to skin the cat, but getting guaranteed lifetime income, Tom says it'll make you more successful, it'll make you happier, and it may even let you live longer in retirement. Tom, thank you so much for spending part of your morning with us this morning.
Thank you, Gene.
God bless you, sir. Enjoy your weather.
All right.
Take care. Thank you. We just have a moment or so before we go to the half-hour break. Again, we have a limited supply of Tom's book, Don't Worry, Retire Happy. Please let the folks in the office know that you would like to receive a free copy. Let's be very clear. We're offering free copies. We're offering them in conjunction with a meeting with our financial advisors. If you're already a client of More Than Money, fantastic. Fantastic. Come on in. Maybe sit with Mark and go through the journey guide, but make sure that your retirement plan's on track. Receive your free copy. If you are not currently a client of More Than Money, this is a great opportunity for you to get a free second opinion of your financial picture for your retirement and get a copy of a fantastic book. You heard Tom. Tom is very clear, very educated, very unbiased. He is not being paid to have an opinion or to sell a product. He's being paid because he's on the mission of letting so many people know, as many people as he can, that a happy, successful, long retirement is often connected to how much guaranteed income do you have coming through from your investments. And if you're sitting on a 401k going, none of my retirement is guaranteed, understand that that can be changed literally with the change of your mind. So So much to offer, so much opportunity. 610-746-7007 takes you right into the More Than Money World headquarters this morning. 610-746-7007. Send Stephanie an email, stephanie@askmtm.com. Both of those methods work really, really well to request your free book and appointment. And those two things, of course, go hand in hand. And Voice of an Angel says, I got to take a break. When we return, more questions, more emails, more of you on More Than Money.
Keep on giving.
Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, March the 2nd. It is a gloriously winterish morning out there, and we hope you are safe and sound. We hope your plow person has done their job, but we're hoping that our More Than Money parking lot has been well attended to. It always is. Our guys are fabulous. They are fabulous. They're almost psychic. In their ability to anticipate what's going on. They're just so good. I wanted to I want to thank them for taking such very good care of us. We hope you're being safe as well. If you're joining one of our advisors or one of our tax prep folks over in the More Than Money World headquarters this morning, be cautious, but I think you'll do just fine on the roads. We've got a little more precipitation coming just a bit this today and into tonight, and then they're saying, 3 to 5 inches tomorrow night? So for all of you who have appointments scheduled with Gene on Monday, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Oh, my goodness. I want to say a very special thank you to Tom Hegna. Phoenix is, I think, 2 hours behind us, so he was 7 o'clock. That's not terrible. Come on. It's 80 degrees out there. If you had a March 2nd morning, it was going to be 80 degrees, you'd be up at sunrise because you'd be enjoying every single moment of it. I was up at O Dark 30 plowing this morning. Not exactly the same as him being at Starbucks in Phoenix. Come on. And he's a smart guy. He traded Minnesota for Phoenix. So you know he's a smart guy. And also very insightful. And one of the things that impressed me most about both his book and his presentation, it's not his opinion. He's not just telling you something because he wants you to buy something. He's got nothing to sell you. Doesn't make a dime if somebody buys something, unlike some of the radio shows with highest commission, highest revenue to them. That's not his gig. His gig is he wants you to be happy in retirement. He wants you to be successful in retirement. He wants you, with any luck at all, live longer. How cool is that? So very happy that Tom was able to do that for us. I want to thank our good friend Jason Brown for arranging that and making that happen. We did buy a case of books from Tom, and as you've been hearing me say throughout the morning, if you want to learn more about making your retirement more secure, happier, perhaps longer, more successful, we'd love to have you both have a copy of the book. That's a really good way to get great foundation and great structure. And then the implementation, that's More Than Money Advisors. That's Mark and Greg and Bill and Daryl. And on rare occasion, Gene throws in a couple ideas here and there, so that's great fun, and the entire team. And so we're bundling, as they say. We're putting those two things together: a copy of "Don't Worry, Retire Happy" by Tom Hegna, and a one-on-one consultation with our More Than Money Advisors. So if you are so inclined and would like to take advantage of that offer, you can call our office this morning, 610-746-7007. Or you can email Stephanie, the lovely and talented Stephanie, Stephanie@askmtm.com. And we're very, very excited to bring that offer to you. Again, this is our first live event on radio. And many of you got our postcards inviting you to listen in this morning. Again, Stephanie Thompson put that together. She did a great, great job. Or you might have gotten an email blast. John gets his things by email. He's trying to remember. Right this morning, he's trying to remember, what day is today? Gunther recently bought memory insoles for his shoes so he can remember things. That's a little sad right there. It's a little sad I repeated it. He told me it's my own fault. I repeated it. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Gentleman, lady, not sure. Our listener writes, I listen to your show almost every week. Heck, I don't even listen every week. So come on. That's really good. I'm impressed. I learn something almost every week. Me too. Our listeners are fantastic. And I get educated as much as you do quite often. I'm hoping you can educate me on a Social Security issue for my mom. Mom is 70. She just received her first Social Security check. Mom raised us kids alone until she was in her early 40s. God bless her. Then she went back to college. She got her degree. She's been a huge success. How cool is this? Oh, that's so cool. And in parentheses, we're all very proud of her, and she loves her work. I'm pretty sure she will work until the good Lord calls her home. Good for her. My question is about her Social Security benefit. She waited so she could get the maximum benefit at age 70 because she really doesn't need the extra income. Is she really getting the maximum, or should she have waited and would it have increased? Thanks again for all your good words. Well, you're very kind. I'm thinking maybe a bit overly generous with the good words, especially this morning, struggling this morning. Okay, let's talk about your mom. Social Security benefits are based on the highest 35 years of employment records. If your mom is 70 and she started back to work at, say, 45, her Social Security benefit at age 70 was based on 25 years of earnings and 10 years of zero. 25 years of earnings, 10 years of zero. When she completes this next full year, she will have 26 years of earnings and only 9 years of zero. So her benefits, yes, will be recalculated with a higher benefit, not just the cost of living increase. That's what everybody gets just for getting older. She will get an increased benefit because her earnings base will replace a zero with, if she's doing very well, with a very high number. So her current initial benefit when she started at age 70 was based on 25 years benefit or 25 years of earnings, 10 years of zero. Her new benefit in a year will start at 26 and only 9 years of zeros, 27, only 8, etc. If she continues to work until, for example, age 80, she will completely replace all the zeros. Her Social Security income benefits will go up dramatically. Dramatically. Man, that is so cool. You know what? I don't know your mom. I'm proud of your mom. I'm just remarkably proud of your mom. Okay. 610-720-7900. Annuities for single people. Sure. Annuities come in just a remarkable spectrum of options. Can you have an annuity for one person? Sure. Can you have an annuity cover two people? Sure. Can you have an annuity that simply says, I'm going to give you some money and you're going to send me a check for the rest of my life? Absolutely yes. Can you have an annuity that says, I'm going to give you a check, but I don't need the income for 4.5 years, and I want to start it in 4.5 years, and I want it to build in the 4.5 years until I start it? The answer is sure. Can you have an annuity that you get a lifetime benefit, and yet you keep all of the control over the principal, and the entire balance of the principal goes to your beneficiaries at your death? Sure. When I keep saying, sure, it's mostly because, sorry, I won't go there. I looked at John and I realized I was going down a path that was very, very slippery. So I'm going to let that go. I keep saying sure because there's almost nothing that you can present to me that I can't likely be able to construct to give you a guaranteed income for that situation. Fantastic opportunities. Do you want to know that your principal is 100% protected? Sure, we can do that. Do you want to know that your income is 100% protected? Sure, we can do that. We can do that. Now, can we recommend a company? Was that part? Was that?
I guess you're looking for a type because what would happen if you put the money in to buy the annuity?
Yeah.
Let's say like 2 months later, you pass.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Yeah, John is through hand signals and Morse code and hey, I think you should use more than one finger over there. Hey, that's really rude. Trying to give me a sense. Lots of folks have this vague unease about annuities because they've heard, hey, I gave the annuity company money. I gave them $100,000. I got a check for the first month. It was $600. Hey, this is great, and then I died, and I lost my $100,000. Yes, did that happen 20, 30, 40 years ago? Sure. Does it still happen, sadly, to folks who are not getting good counsel? The answer is yes, but it's really rare. The quality companies would not recommend that you do that. Are there situations where that is highly recommended? Now, that sounds kind of odd, but the answer is yes, because it gives you the maximum income. And if you're looking at me and you're saying, hey, I'm 70 and I need the maximum income, and I'm in incredibly good health, the only thing that's going to take me out is one of these snow plows that the guy's, you know, taking a drink of a cup of coffee while he's mowing me down or something. The answer is, yeah, then that might work very well for you. Lots of options, lots of opportunities. It also requires a lot of thought. It absolutely requires that you think through, not only think through that, but you have access to the information that tells you what all your options are. It doesn't help to go to a restaurant that serves 40 different entrees if the only page of the menu you're looking at is burgers. It doesn't help. You don't understand what all your options are. If necessary, if you've ever been to a French restaurant, I can't read that crap. Come on, somebody's got to translate for me. Translation, by the way, is I think one of Tom Hegna's strengths. He takes very complicated ideas and translates them into very understandable language. I think our More Than Money advisors have equal skills in doing very similar things. Taking very complicated ideas and expressing them in ways that people understand. We have a call. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. My son is a single dad with 2 girls ages 5 and 7, and I'm pretty sure both these girls are perfect. Good for you. My son works very hard, but taking care of his girls means he isn't making much progress with his job. We want to help, and we thought about setting up college accounts for the girls so he wouldn't have to worry about them in the future. We thought if we took care of their education, he could put more towards his retirement. Is this the right way for us to think? What's the best way to set up the accounts? God bless you. God bless you. God bless your son. God bless those 2 perfect little girls. Good for you. A 529 plan works very, very well. You can get a tax deduction on your Pennsylvania return for some of the contributions. There's just you can get tax deferral on the gains. The gains can come out tax free if they're spent on college. you are thinking so perfectly well. It's very, very impressive and very, very kind and loving of you. If, yes, you and your husband can end up helping these two girls with their college to the point where dad doesn't have to worry, yes, he can absolutely start putting more money into his retirement plan and then give himself a chance to have a secure future, just as we've talked about with Tom this morning. Absolutely fantastic. God bless you. And if you get a chance, there's very few things that we love more in the More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth is to have young ones come and visit us. Whether they're infants or toddlers or five or seven, we love to have young ones come visit. So if you've got those two perfect girls, come and join us. 610-720-7900. We go back to the phones. We talk to Ed. Ed, good morning, sir. Ed?
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Fine.
How may we serve you?
I have a question about tax liability for a whole life insurance policy to the owner of the policy's estate. Is there a tax liability to the estate for money received by the beneficiaries?
In almost every case, the answer is yes. Yes, in almost every case. If I give it you as an example, if we have a gentleman who owns his home worth $200,000, an IRA worth $200,000, and a life insurance policy worth $200,000, for estate tax purposes, in inheritance tax purposes for the state of Pennsylvania, his estate would be $600,000, the value of his home, the value of his IRA, and the value of his life insurance.
Even though it goes to somebody other than in the estate.
Absolutely correct. And that is a head scratcher for a lot of folks. They have been told that life insurance is tax-free, and it is tax-free from an income tax standpoint. So if this gentleman, again, we're using the same example, $200,000 house, $200,000 IRA, $200,000 life insurance policy, his house is likely in his estate. His IRA had a beneficiary designation. Let's say it was split between his son and his daughter. His life insurance had a beneficiary designation. Again, say split equally son and daughter. So the IRA and the life insurance never went to the estate, never touched the estate. It went directly to his beneficiaries. But for taxation purposes, in the state of Pennsylvania, both of those items would be included in the taxable estate.
Thank you very much. That answers my question.
You're very kind. I appreciate it. God bless you, sir.
Yes.
610-720-7900. It is a head-scratcher for a lot of folks. They conflate, they mix up the terms probate and taxable. Hey, if it's not in my probatable estate, it's not taxable. Not true. Probate is the legal process of proving the will and distributing, taking care of the liabilities, distributing the assets. In some cases, all the assets go through probate. Pretty rare these days. We see it occasionally, especially with modest estates. If mom has sold her home and now has lived in her own apartment and passes away at 95, and her estate is consisting of predominantly bank accounts and CDs. Yeah, that's all probatable and it's all taxable. But for many people who have IRAs, annuities, as we talked about with Tom Hegna this morning, life insurance, 401ks, these are all passed by beneficiary. They do not go through probate, but they are included in the taxable estate of the deceased. So if you are not 100% sure, please let us know. 610-720-7900 reaches us on air in just a few moments. We're 4 minutes away from the top of the hour and our exit. We'll give you some contact information for our office. Please reach out to us. And if it's a simple question, as Ed's was, we can help. And if we need to refer you to an estate planning attorney, we can absolutely do so. We have some wonderful, wonderful experienced folks that that can help do all manner of things and all manner of explorations.
Don't worry, retire happy.
Yeah, don't worry, retire happy. Very good, sir. Thank you. Roberto, you're doing a great job. Look at this. Nice, nice. Mr. John Elliott is going to be stepping away from the board next week, and Roberto's going to be filling in. Fabulous. I'm sure he's going to be a little nervous working with such an impressive personality as myself. Fortunately, I think he's already picked up on the fact we take our work here very, very seriously. We don't take ourselves very seriously at all. Stay relaxed. We're going to be just fine. It's all about you, folks. It's all about you. 610-720-7900. We might as well just say, hey, we're going to turn the phones off because, what, we got three? Less than three? Sure. Coming up on two. So, a couple of things that you should know. Again, thank you to Tom Hegna. And thank you to our friend Jason Brown for bringing Tom to us. Fantastic book. Don't worry, retire happy. If you like a free copy, that's easy. You call our office at 610-746-7007 and schedule a time to come in and talk to one of our advisors about your retirement plan and receive a free copy as long as supplies last. If you're saying, hey, free copy, I don't mind paying, then go online. Goodness gracious. Just Tom Hegna, H-E-G-N-A. Don't worry, retire happy. And pay full rate. It's up to you. God bless you. If you have questions about anything that we talked about on air, including don't worry, retire happy, or income tax issues, retirement issues, investment issues, or just your entire financial plan, you'd like to have a second opinion, we offer those at absolutely no charge. You can do it a number of ways. Give us a call, 610-746-7007. You can go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. And you can send either me an email, Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. Or if you'd like to communicate with somebody who's far smarter than me and far nicer than me, I absolutely guarantee you, you can send your email to Stephanie at askmtm.com, Stephanie at askmtm.com, and that works out. Very, very well. One of the we scratched the surface with Tom's book. The interview with Tom, we could have gone on for an hour and a half. We could have just started up, let Tom rip for the whole show. There's so many topics in that book that you've got to really, really pay attention to. One of which is the equity in your home, the use of reverse mortgages. In 2 weeks, we're going to be having our own reverse mortgage expert, Tiffany Schutter, on air right here with us. Next week, Roberto and me, right? Hey, we don't need you no more, sir. No, no, exactly. As soon as it came out, I ran, that's wrong. That would be wrong. Yes, we do. We need John a lot. I'm getting a little emotional, so it's time for me to wrap up. It's been so much fun and so much excitement for me. I hope you caught that excitement as well, and I hope that you allow us to serve you in any way that we are able. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us. We'll see you next time on More Than Money. Generous, I don't know how you keep on giving.